So you have to miss school and you have a sub who knows absolutely nothing about music. What do you do so you don't lose any valuable rehearsal time? I'm going to share a tip with you that I have used successfully with all of my ensembles. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Like most great ideas, this one is stolen. And I saw this demonstrated by the Vandercook Band at Midwest Clinic a couple of years ago. And I believe it was founded by Dr. Charles Mangini, this technique, not the college. It's called the student-led rehearsal. And I'm going to give you the steps you kind of need to take to make this happen. You can't do this without some preparation. So I actually have my students learn this process over several rehearsals before the time I'm going to be gone. And in fact, we actually review it a couple of days before I'm going to be gone also, even after I've taught it to them. So you have a couple of roles that you need, actually just one role. So one student is designated as the student leader. And what that student's job is to decide where you're going to start and end, and usually a shorter section of music is better. For example, start at letter A or start in measure 4. And it usually works better if it's a section of music that almost everybody is playing at, not just the flute solo, although with more advanced groups that can work also. But for younger groups, I would suggest teaching them to pick sections where they know most of the band is going to be playing, or orchestra. The student leader's job is then also to start the ensemble with a cutoff or a nod or a count in or something, some way that is effective for them. And you'll probably have to teach them how to do this at first. Then if the instructions were to play letter A or to play measures 5 through 8, then the ensemble has to be trained to immediately stop at the end of that. And the student leader has to be able to give clear instructions of where the starting and stopping is. Some students do better at that than others, and they all learn from it as you give them input. This is why the practice of the student-led rehearsal is really critical to make it happen. When the band has finished playing that section that the leader designated, they stop playing, and then the leader asks for input from people. This part is important. Anybody can provide input. In fact, as the teacher, as you're training them in this, it's something that you want to encourage the more quiet students to always also give some input into what they heard. I've been amazed putting this into practice. Even some of my beginning students who have never been in band before or had a break from band, and they're not really my top students, they would be like in my bottom 10%. They have good ears and they can hear what needs to be fixed in the music, and they have great input also. So don't think it'll just be your top students that have the input. So the ensemble has stopped, and the leader asks for input from the ensemble. 3 to 4, no more than that, 3 to 4 students stand up, speaking loud enough for the entire ensemble to hear, and they talk about something that needs to be fixed in that section that we had just played at. It might be something in their own section, it might be something they heard in a section across the band, it might be a rhythm that they heard, but they provide their input and then they sit back down. This is also something, at least for high school students, you're going to have to train them a little bit. And also, sometimes one student will say something that's very valuable, and then the second student says, yes, I just want to reiterate what the first person said. And then the third student does that. So you have to sometimes train them that they don't need to keep providing the same input. And if there's no input, if only one person has input, then that's fine. Then you go back and you and the student leader counts off that section again, and you play it again. You kind of do a maximum of maybe 3 to 4 times through a section. It could be that a section just needs more individual practice. It could be that a certain section needs more guidance from the teacher who is not there at the moment. Maybe you're there for the training of this technique, but when you're not actually there, then the leader needs to decide that we're just going to move on to another section. So you don't want to pound something into the ground 100 times because it's still not fixed. So maximum of 3 to 4 things to change, go back and do it again, and then maybe those things are fixed, or maybe there's 3 or 4 other things that crop up. So it's okay to go back and do that section several times. It's just if it hasn't been fixed by then it's time to move on. A couple of rules for using this system for the students. If you have input, you stand and you provide the input and you make it loud enough for everybody to hear. You make it concise. Some students are better at this than others. Some students will take 3 minutes to say that a trumpet missed the note in measure 3 when that statement would have sufficed. So you have to train them on that to make it concise. Once again, if somebody has already said it, no need to say it again. Maximum input of 3 to 4 people. Otherwise, we can't remember it all, and then we play it again. And ultimately, the designated leader has authority over where we are rehearsing. Everybody has their own opinion on whether we need to do it a third time or whether we need to move on, but ultimately, the leader is the one who gets to pick that. So in a nutshell, there's a designated student leader. The students all provide the input for the rehearsal. They stand when they provide the input, a maximum of 3 or 4, and you move on because there's some things that need the music educator to fix. I hope that you have a great time implementing this technique, the student-led rehearsal. It's not as efficient as having the music educator there present, but when I have seen it in action, I would give it a grade of about 80% efficiency, and it's much better than having the students do some kind of written or paper assignment just because the teacher is gone.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.